take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggedy yak.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat. To the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yaggedy-yak.
Don't hold back. Don't talk back.
Yaggedy yak, yaggedy yak. Yaggedy yak, yaggedy yak. Yaggedy yak, yaggedy yak.
democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. Are you already are.
Today.
Why should I?
Because I said so. Big deal. You mind your manners, mister.
I don't have to. Bird face.
That does it. You're in trouble.
Oh, I'm just really scared.
Help you, ma'am.
Yes, officer. My son, Brian, is always late for school. Could you speak to him? Perhaps give him a little scare?
Certainly, ma'am. Hi, Brian. It's almost 800 hours. Time to deploy for school.
I'll go when I'm ready.
You're ready now, mister. Now move it, move it, move it!
Thank you, officer.
No problem, ma'am.
You lost me! Hey Porter, hey Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, 'cause I want to look around. Hey Porter, hey Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to ring his bell? And ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell. Hey Porter, hey Porter, it's getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please, 'cause I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey Porter, hey Porter, please get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Go tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're not so far from home, so take it easy on the steam. Hey Porter, hey Porter, please open up the door. When they stop this train, I'm gonna get off first, 'cause I can't wait no more. Tell that engineer, I said thanks a lot, and I didn't mind the fare. I'm gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe that southern air.
There's no smoking in this building, Miss Trammell.
What are you gonna do? Charge me with smoking?
There's no smoking in this building, Detective.
What are you gonna do? Charge me with smoking?
Get off the street. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm in love with my bedroom. Will I make my move to her room? It's the right time. She's never hard to please. That girl is pretty wild now. The kind of girl you read about. That girl is pretty kinky. Super freaking.
you don't get something for nothing. Too bad. Can we try a little more now? Cause I don't wanna lose what we had last time you're leaving. This loving feeling, you don't get something for nothing.
Independence.
We are live at a sold-out First Union Center in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. But tonight, there will be no love in the air.
WrestleMania 15 captured the spirit of 1999.
It doesn't get any bigger or more exciting than this.
What emotion! What electricity!
What the hell is the chicken doing?
Wait a minute!
King, that's Pete Rose!
Pete, not again!
Revenge backfired! Another tombstone to Pete Rose!
Hey, Pete, it's like baseball. There's always next year.
In the spirit of innovation, the WWE introduced a new concept called the Brawl for All.
Bart Gunn with a scintillating knockout!
Bart Gunn battered his way to the final, earning the dubious privilege of squaring off against super heavyweight boxing champion Butterbean.
He's 43-1-1. He's the IBA super heavyweight champion.
I'm training to knock him out.
Gunn was the biggest underdog in Philly since Rocky Balboa, but this Rocky had no Hollywood ending.
Oh, there's the right hand, folks. It's over.
Goodbye.
It's over. Butterbean with a first-round knockout of Bart Gunn.
In 1999, Mr. McMahon was a decade ahead of his time. McMahon's unregulated power turned to unbridled corporate corruption. He bought The Rock.
The corporate champion!
The former people's champ was raising eyebrows and dropping elbows for cash. There was only one hope to end this crisis.
And the rattlesnake is ready! This crowd is jacked! What a rivalry! What competition! Man, this is a war! This is a war!
There would be no corporate bailout this time.
The starter! The starter! No! Austin wins! Austin wins! Austin wins! Stone Cold is the man!
Austin delivered the chairman of the board's WrestleMania bonus personally. In the city of brotherly love, the power of one was realized at WrestleMania 15.
The rattlesnake rules! The rattlesnake rules again!
Getting you.
You can take a swing at my ego. You can make a run for my crown. Even if you stare makes me nervous, you ain't gonna take us down. There'll be no need for crying. Like the phoenix we will rise. Oh,
underneath the stars. I've been flying past the houses, farms, and fields. Leaving all I know back home, rushing through the cold night air, and holding on to nothing but the wind.
Girl, how know thing we was born to ride. Roll down the wind, put down the top, crank up the beach, boys, baby, don't let the music stop. We're gonna ride it too, just can't ride it no more. From the side, babe, to the valley, from the west side to the east side, everybody very happy, cause the sun is shining all the time, look like another perfect day. I love LA, we love it. I love LA, we love it. I'm over there, man, he's down on his knees. Look at these women, ain't nothing like them nowhere. Century Boulevard, we love it. Victory Boulevard, we love it. Santa Monica Boulevard, we love it. Sixth Street. We love LA.
doing? He's a square guy, for Christ's sakes. You can't treat him like that. He's gonna run to the FBI.
What the FBI? That prick's been dodging me for 3 weeks. What is it with you? All of a sudden, you're trying to tell me what to do all the time.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but you're way out of line, Nick. What are you doing? Where's your head?
Where's my head? Where's your fucking balls? Huh? You know I'm trying to put something really big together out here. You know what I'm talking about. Huh? You know. If you're acting like this now, how can I depend on you? There's a lot of things going to change out here, and if you want to be there with me, Sammy, you're going to have to go my fucking
Listen,
way.
Nick, you got to understand my situation. I'm responsible for thousands of people. I got $100 million a year going through the place. It's all over. I'm going to tell you, it's all over if I don't get that license. And believe me, if it goes bad for me, it's going to go bad for a lot of people.
Yeah,
understand?
Forget about your fucking license. I plant my own flag out here. You ain't going to need a fucking license. You know, I don't know what it is, Sammy, but the more I talk to you, the more I feel like you just don't want to go along with me. Is that
no,
it?
I don't want to come along with you.
Just
I'll be honest with you.
Fine.
I don't want to be involved in anything you're talking about, okay? I just want to run a square joint. That's it. I just want my license. I want everything nice and quiet. That's it.
Be quiet like this. I'm the boss. That's quiet.
That's all taken out of context.
Yeah,
I have no control over that.
Bro.
Ronnie and Billy were right there to tell you
well,
exactly
back
what
home,
happened.
They don't know about fucking control. That looks bad.
Looks bad? I'm going to
yeah.
tell you what looks bad. Every time you're on television, I get mentioned. That looks bad. That looks
what
bad.
What the fuck happened to you? Will you tell me?
What happened to me? What happened to you? You lost your control.
I lost control.
Yes, you
Look
lost
at
your
you.
Control.
You're fucking walking around like John Barrymore. Yeah. A fucking pink robe and a fucking a cigarette holder. I lost control. You know, I don't want to bring this up, but you've been treating a lot of people with a lot of disrespect, even your own wife.
My wife?
Yeah.
Now, what does she have to do with all
this?
Well,
she came to see me. She was upset about a lot of things, especially that whole fucking diamond, that Lester Diamond incident.
All of a sudden, you're the shoulder to cry on? Did you at least tell her about your little role in that whole situation?
No, I didn't. Well, good with that, though. That's not the fucking
Listen,
point.
I would
the point is that she's upset, she's, and you got a fucking problem.
I would appreciate it if you stay out of my personal life, okay? You wouldn't like it if I did it to
hey,
you.
She came to
Please,
talk to me.
Please, don't do it to me.
She came to talk
okay?
to me, and what was I supposed to do, throw her out?
Just stay away from her. It's none of your business, okay? There are certain
oh,
things you don't do.
It's none of my
know
business?
That.
A week
yeah.
ago was my business. Now it's none of my business. In other words, when you need me to take care of something for you, then you need me.
Yeah, that's right. The way you need me to vouch for you as a citizen and get you out of one of your jams. I'm gonna have to straighten out what you just did with this guy. This guy is gonna run to the FBI now.
Your fucking head is getting bigger than your casino. That's your problem, pal.
I knew what he wanted, and I didn't want any part of it. Nicky wanted to take over. He wanted to go after Gadgee, go after the skim, go after everything and everybody. Plus, he had stopped asking permission from back home for every little thing.
lost little girl. Your lost little girl. Your lost, tell me who are you? Think that you know what to do. Impossible, yes, but it's true. I think that you know what to do. Tell me, who are you? Your love.